Why did they put you onto insulin when you had cancer in 1997?
Because as I understood them, that the treatment that I was having for the cancer, that's why the sugar level was going up so high, because of the treatment. So they put me on the insulin.
How did you find changing from tablets to insulin?
Not bad, because I give myself the insulin.
What training did you get?
I went up to the clinic and I spent a three-quarter day up there. And they showed me how to use the pen, and I got the stuff from the chemist, come back, put it in the fridge, and I just give myself the insulin. But at that point, I think why the insulin wasn't working is because I probably was taking it at the wrong times. I used to take the insulin 4:30 in the morning, early morning, because I get up and I go to work. And I take it, I eat, and then I take it. So probably it was a bit too early to take it. So it wasn't corresponding with the other lot of insulin, you know. But I've got more sense towards it now. So hopefully that it would work this time.
Did you find it difficult to inject yourself?
No. I inject myself in my tummy, my leg, my arm. Didn't find it difficult. It's something that you have to do. And if you have to do something, you just get the courage and you do it.
Can you tell me about how you've tested your sugars over the years, ever since you got diabetes?
At one point, I tested my sugar until my fingers was all sore, infected. I had to go and get antibiotics for them, because they was trying to get me to test the sugar all point of the day to find out which level it's more higher when it's low. But then after I go back up to the hospital and explain to the nurse, she said, don't do that. She said, do it twice per week, for which I does it Wednesday and Sundays. The same time as when I've got my I change my hormone patches, because I've got to have hormone patches as well. I take the test the sugar. I test it early morning after the overnight starve, and then I tested it before I have breakfast. And a couple of hours after, I usually walk with my needle in the car, and I pull up and I test my sugar level. So if you hear they arrested me, you know what it's for. I test my sugar level in the car, see what it is. And then I test it before lunch, and 2 hours after lunch, I'm supposed to test it again. And then I test it at night before I go to bed to see what I get. But I only do it 2 days a week now.